welcome to season 10, episode 28 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch. It is yet another warm day in good old Maryland, and we are here to talk about the future. Because the future is bright, but I don't have shades. It's a dumb song. Anyway, I am Crutch. I am here as well with the Goon and the Chief. Goon, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Just fine.
Are you ready for your reptilian and or robot overlords?
I am always looking forward to our reptilian overlords. Say hello to him.
Chief, how are you, sir?
I am getting much like the... I can't remember if it was Outer Limits or Twilight Zone episode that you liked so much. Mm. Where, you know, the one person goes to the convenience store / gas station, says, we're taking over. And then the other person reveals and said, no, we already took over.
Oh, that was the very good episode. That was the one episode the guy had an extra arm and the other guy had an extra eye.
Extra eye, that's right.
They were
and I believe the guy with the extra eye was Ross Martin from Wild Wild West.
I'm trying to remember. Let's see. See, now you got us off on a three-eyed store. Oh, what was it? Was it a bar? It was a diner.
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 Yes, we didn't even get through introductions.
I know. Well, I did. I
that
did
was
say
nicely
hello to
done, sir.
Well done.
That was nicely done.
Twilight Zone. Will the real Martian please stand up? That's the name of the episode.
See, even Eminem has been copying stuff.
Actually, Rush did a song called Twilight Zone and made a comment about this guy, you know, takes off his hat, he's got three eyes.
Yep.
Very popular. Hey, Twilight Zone was an amazing show. And unfortunately, probably a little prophetic in some ways. We've had some real weird advances in technology lately that have pretty much scared me into, wanting to, buy a cabin in Montana.
Homesteading is legit. Mr. Browning has been growing things.
Man, has he been growing things, folks. Seriously, he's been keeps sending.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
It is wonderful. I need tips. Even though I was here, you know, before him, he has certainly been much more successful in certain things. I will say that.
I would have to say that as a pastime, farming has definitely made good use of his retirement time.
Yeah. But he also has a lot of flat land, which I don't.
He does.
And he has I think he has better fences than I do.
Mm-hmm. And an amazing supply of fertilizer.
Right next to him. It's like a factory almost.
It's almost like little poop machines right there. For those of you who don't know, the previous owner of the property is actually paying, if I'm not mistaken, is paying Mr. Browning a fee to let his cattle continue to graze on portions of his property. I'm pretty sure he's making use of some of that that post-food material. Keep this G-rated, to make some amazing vegetables, the growth of which are pretty impressive.
Indeed,
they are.
Indeed. But, that's kind of old tech. I mean, he's really, you know, excelling in the centuries, if not millennia old, you know, skills of humans with agriculture. And the things that got me scared are now, Buck Rogers would go, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And it's crazy. I was reading a story. Apparently, Google is in the chip designing business now. They have a chip called the Willow Quantum Processor. And it processes using quantum bits, qubits, For those of you who don't know, we'll keep this really short because everybody goes to sleep when you start talking down in the details of their computer. They just want to be able to get to the Mahjong website. Down in your computer, everything is ones and zeros because that's all really computers understand. Not so true for a quantum qubit computer, where the bits can be one or zero or both or undecided. And because of this quantum state and a lot of math that we're not going to get into tonight because I don't understand it, these things can solve amazingly complex problems in amazingly short periods of time. There's a particular test that they run, and the benchmark for this test is a supercomputer would take thousands upon thousands of times longer than the entire lifespan of the entire galaxy to solve. And this little chip here solved it in 10 minutes. And you have to wonder, what does that mean for other hard problems? You know, I mean, granted, we can go down the road of saying this can solve, you know, how do we build designer drugs for cancer? But we can also, it can also go down the road and say, well, hey, maybe everybody's password is easy to break now. So that's kind of what has me terrified. I'm not
going as it should.
Well, it's like quantum computing is one of those. It's, you know, it's like every other Pandora's box that we've opened in my lifetime, right? You know,
It's not like we didn't know this day would come,
right? It's what do you think, Chief? You're well into the, you know, end of the world scenarios. Is this just one more step?
Yeah, I have. Short answer, yes, you're doomed. You're never going to retire, Crutch, so get that out of your head now.
Bougie just stood up and is clapping.
Yeah. He is applauding. I knew it.
I'll have him forever.
And Goon, your Florida window is, you know, closing, so... Mm.
It's okay.
He's fighting words, Chief.
It's okay. I don't really want to retire.
Yeah. Well.
Were you aware of what Mr. Musk was saying?
About this?
He made a very specific comment about having legions of children to survive the apocalypse. The coming apocalypse.
Ah.
Which is, and he said, he told a particular person, I can't impregnate people fast enough. We need to start using surrogates.
But if they're all his kids, won't they eventually all end up like that one family in the Appalachia?
No, so...
We need to, you know... mix out the gene pool a bit, I think.
There's a comic book series called Old Logan.
Yes.
And there's a race of creatures called the Hulkbillies.
Yes.
Because Bruce Banner and whoever She-Hulk was got together and it was not good.
That's not good at all. Aren't they like brother and sister?
No, they're cousins.
They're cousins. Okay.
They're first cousins. So
still bad.
And there weren't people couldn't survive the harsh conditions. But if you were a Hulkbilly and you were already, you know, filled with radiation, it was not a problem.
Right. This is just a day in the forest.
Yeah. So it was no bueno, and that's. Hopefully what we're not going to look forward to, because if everyone, we already have Genghis Khan, you know, sharing most of his genes with folks, we do not need Genghis Khan 2.0. the white African
who is Genghis going. Musk.
He was trying to do that. He's up to 14 and I hope he's learned his lesson. Sources say no, though.
Probably not.
I was just thinking that Genghis Musk would be a terrible name for a men's cologne.
Gee whiz. Oh, here's a good one for you. 1 in 200 men. One out of every 200 men in the population of this planet is related to Genghis Khan. That's impressive.
It explains some of the managers we've had, wouldn't it?
Those would be the ones saying Genghis.
How do we deal with the fact? How many people are like, there's been many studies that you're saying the top 10% of males are the ones that are procreating.
Yeah.
And when you say top, it doesn't mean, you know, like you have to be rich. You have to be willing to just keep putting it out there. So as we know, Musk has 14 that we're aware of. We have Genghis. Before that, there is Mansa Musa. Of course, we don't have genetic markers saying how many people, but again, someone who either has money, powers, or both seems to have a lot. And if you go back before him, you've got Solomon, and you have no idea how many people. So you keep going back. It's like there's one dude who is, you know, filling out the planet with it, spreading his seed in the wind.
Well, that would be Adam, right?
Technically, there's a difference. There's no. Well, did he? So,
if he's the first man, then everyone's after him.
Yes, but there. Okay, so seed spreading is not staying with one person. And one thing that even the movie that I couldn't stand, that you liked, A Man from Earth, went over is that if you did not have the genetic mutations that the sun, that bad food, that the air cause, then incest isn't an issue. I mean, it's an icky one, but you're not, the whole problem is that the percent chance of you getting the same genetic deformities if you stay within the family, they increase exponentially.
Right.
But if you don't have the genetic deformities yet, then it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it took a couple of generations of inbreeding for Tutankhamun, King Tut, to end up as bad as he was. That got messed up.
The Brits, because
woo.
That royal lineage is also.
I mean, the current ones aren't even English, so you know there's that. The House of Windsor.
They changed the pronunciation to
Windsor.
I'm not sure what it is.
German.
Yeah.
No.
The Germans invaded England the easy way. They went through the royal house. You know, I don't know what Hitler was trying to do. The Germans were already running England. So. Yeah.
He wasn't a smart person.
That's
what it always comes
down. If he'd just been a little bit better at art, we would have had a lot less problems. So, you know.
But see, how do you know that? Because we're on this particular timeline, we only know what happened when he took power. If he didn't, and, you know, a Pol Pot level person who didn't have the, hey, I'm going to attack Russia as well. And he didn't have a split force, then was able to keep going inside Europe. Would we be speaking the Mazda tongue at this time?
Well, it's true. In fact, there was a prank. I saw this guy pull the prank, and he said he was pretending to be a time traveler, and he's like He stops some guy and he says, what year is this? The guy goes, it's 2026. And he goes, was Steppenhoik the evil, you know, leader of Germany that everybody hated and all the people that he killed? No, there was no Steppenhoik. Really? I mean, sure, he killed like 200,000 people. It was horrible. I went back in time and killed him. And then, the guy he's talking to is like, no, we had a guy named Hitler. He killed 7 million people. And then the prankster's got this look on his face like, oh my God, what did I do? Yeah. So, yeah, who knows? It's all good fun until somebody goes back in time and kills baby Hitler.
So,
Just saying.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I know. It
There,
was a funny, it was actually a funny prank. I was like, the look on the guy's face, like, like, you idiot.
so when you I know you really like the DC Universe. Did you see the three-part series they had?
About the Flash?
Yeah, well, I mean, it stemmed after that. It was the Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Yes.
Did you see all of them?
I did not see all of them, but yeah, I understood it got really
Goon, did
bad.
you see any of them?
No, sir, I did not.
All right, so, the world's most, what is the right word? Selfish, deserving of orange ring person, John Constantine, has convinced the Flash to go back and kill baby Darkseid.
Wait a second, John Constantine is even more selfish than Lex Luthor?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because see, Lex Luthor cares about himself on a global scale, but Constantine is universal. Like I will mess up every known reality to get what I need.
Wow.
And it won't even be worth it. So, because he messed up the spirit world when like Dr. Fate and the Spectre were trying to help him. And they're like, we were giving you what you wanted, and you still managed to mess this up.
Wow.
So killed baby Thanos, no more a war world apocalypse, all that kind of stuff, right?
Well,
But
they made a
the
joke
Flash,
about that in the Marvel movies.
yes,
Yeah.
but that was Thanos, not Darkseid.
Oh, that
Oh,
was Thanos.
they're
I'm sorry.
what?
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
like, why don't we kill baby Thanos? And
Yeah.
they had to explain that off.
That's a
Well,
bad
in this
idea,
one,
right?
he so they again they it, Flash being the there are two people that have uncorruptible moral compasses, supposedly, and that was supposed to be Green Arrow and the Flash. And so the Flash looked at him and said, yeah, I could never do this, and then ran back through time, right? But Constantine, being who he was like, yeah, he is now Flash the Plague Bringer. So everyone he comes in contact to will die. And so Flash did not need to kill him. Him being there was enough. And thus he spawned off every decision made after that created a new Earth. And that is where you got cartoon Batman, Batman and Friends, Batman and Robin, Batman Beyond. And that's how they were explaining all these different ones.
Right. We can retcon all we want because we just make another Earth number. Are we all still here?
Yes. Goon is not.
Goon, you went kathunk. Are
I'm
you okay?
sorry.
Did you
I'm
fall?
fine. I did not
Have you
fall.
fallen and can't get up?
I
Do
have
we need
not
to call first
fallen.
alert?
I can get up. That was Showcat.
Okay, so Showcat obviously is not a big comics fan.
Well,
We get it.
that was that was me hitting the mute button a little too forcefully so that you didn't have to hear Showcat.
If you can make noise hitting the mute button, it's not a mute button. It's a bang button at that point.
Perhaps I can put some effects on it.
Yeah, maybe we could do something like that. I was just thinking maybe we should get a companion robot for Showcat so that she won't be messing up your desk. They've gotten very realistic, you know.
A companion robot.
Yeah. They all look like K-pop singers, apparently. And what was it you were telling me about the Ogryn, Chief?
The Ogryn have stated on multiple occasions that Asians are not real.
None of them? All of them are robots?
I don't know. I did not go further. I do not have the facts on this. I have not tested this theory.
Well, I'm a little concerned because I guess Pacific Islanders are considered Asian to some extent. And this would mean that basically my son is a cyborg, and that makes me a little
So,
concerned.
what is the difference between an Asian and an Oriental?
Sure, that's an easy one. People are Asian, rugs are Oriental.
Okay.
All kidding aside, that's Oriental refers to things. Asians refer to people. That's the
Well,
way it was
that
described to me
by who?
by a number of different Asians.
Yeah, okay.
They
That's the
kind of get to make the rule, you know?
I don't think so
It's it's
because
like I it's like when I tell people I'm not Italian because I didn't come from Italy.
So this
Who
is
would have ever said that you were Italian? I can't
Oh, I don't
imagine.
know, some Polack I know.
Oh, that's where we're going with this, huh? Okay.
That's right.
I don't think this is that is a good litmus test because if you ask a person of dark skin in America and a person of dark skin who came directly from Africa but happens to be in America now, they will tell you two totally different things.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, so
You are not African.
yeah. So I don't know about that premise. And because I have a friend who's from China
China.
and he used
China.
but of course he used that back in the 80s when you could say things and without getting canceled or
Without getting canceled, yeah.
Right, yeah. Back in the day when you could, free speech and all. Didn't we just have a celebration of the 250th anniversary of us, collectively giving, the thumbs up with our middle finger to an entirely different country? But now we shudder at what we can and can't see. So sad.
Yeah,
So
I don't
very
know.
sad.
I don't know, but and I'm not sure in terms of the what you were speaking on, which are the
The robots.
advancement of these,
Yes.
yeah, the thing that they're going to take care of is they're going to take care of the elderly since we have a problem. We have
Uh-oh.
a problem where we are not having enough kids. So that we will not be able to do labor force replacement or geriatric help. So what happens? What is going to happen?
Then the
We
whole
need.
world is run by robots.
We've fallen and we can't get up.
Pretty much. As a
It's coming.
species.
It is coming.
Yep.
So just
300 years from
be a.
now, are all the cities just occupied by robots? No.
Well, the ones that don't have aliens and Bigfoot, yeah.
Right.
This is another reason why certain people want to get off this rock and go into the stars. So, there's a I'm apparently I think it's 2 years. We're not going to Mars first, we're going to the moon. But we're going to the moon to set up a base.
I just
Once we
wanted
kick
to
the Nazis off.
join the Star League and defend the frontier against the Codan Armada, but that's just me.
I can see you
Well,
launching Death Blossom like on your first day.
And
You put the
this
switch right there.
I know.
what does that mean about Crutch? Because I'm pretty sure he has a mace that
What's that?
Zur had.
That mace? Oh, it was an interesting
Yeah.
mace. Yeah. I mean,
It
as
is
maces go, it's not bad. Personally, I like the one that oh, who was it that had the mace in Legion?
Oh,
it wasn't
Gabriel.
Michael, it was Gabriel. Gabriel's mace.
Yeah.
That thing had a motor. You gotta like a mace
Yeah.
that has its own spinning parts.
Well, I
Hello.
mean, he spun too.
And he spun too, yeah.
Yeah,
Never
so.
thought you could disembowel somebody with wingtips, but hey, what the heck? Holy cats.
Bet you that hurt just the same.
Yeah. Still one of the most absolute just jaw-dropping scenes watching him walk through that door and then spreads and then just right into the floor with that mace. So the first movie is good. The other ones were kind of meh.
Well, no. It wasn't a movie. It was a TV show after that.
Which was a horrible idea. Yeah.
It was.
Yes.
And it only
generally it is.
Worse. Yeah.
Kept getting worse. And yet I kept watching it too. And, you know,
was it a hope thing?
I don't know what it was.
It usually is for me. If it's bad, I'll keep hoping it gets better.
Yeah, they've tried. I think there's only been a few movies that have been outshined by the TV show adaptation. MASH would be a great example. Most people don't even remember there was a movie. You know, of course nowadays most people don't even know there was a TV show. So there's that. But yeah, it's a, you know, let's make even the like Game of Thrones, right? Which was a TV miniseries, multi-season miniseries, and now they've decided to do a prequel. Prequels never work because you know all the people that they mention in the prequel, unless it's like, you know, way way before. Anybody who's in the prequel who was in the original series. You know they're never going to die, so any damage they get, they know they're going to live because otherwise they wouldn't have made it into the show. But I don't know. Anyway, we've been all over the place tonight with our tech and our fantasy. This has been like Geek Central. But yeah, so the robots are coming. The ability to break all of your passwords is coming. It's going to be a brave new world. Hopefully not the one Huxley saw. Not quite sure. I'd like to think I'm an alpha, but you never know. There are days I feel like a beta. Maybe even a delta.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, I know. Thank God I'm not an epsilon. Okay. And for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, go rent or go to your favorite bookstore and buy a copy of Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. And you'll understand in oh so frightening detail. But hey, you know, tomorrow's another day and maybe this will all work out. And I hope it does. We'll see. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by The Rain. Can we please have more turbulent downpours in Maryland? The Goons baseball watching has already been interrupted by lightning and field condition cancellations. You can't play baseball on a lake, apparently. Enough already. Let's go for dry weather and get back to the boys of summer. A humble request from the hurricane to get the goon out of the house. And Bigfoot, now hiding in New York City, covering his tracks with a stunt double played by the former governor of New Jersey. Hey, it could have happened. And Avi Loeb, now head of our government's UAP program. What could this mean? Reptilians? Greys? Anti-Semites like the main Nazi guy? He's obviously not from this earth. Probably not giant shellfish, just saying. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.